We wish to remember the family of Mr. and Mrs. Travis Basin, who have received a newborn son. Let us now try to ask the Lord for his blessing this evening. Most gracious, all-knowing and all-sufficient Lord, it is on this special day that the doors of thy house have been opened unto us. And Lord, may now a blessing accompany the preaching of that word. May thy Spirit be in our midst and give the application of that word unto many. Could it be unto all our hearts? And then we ask also, Lord, if thou wilt not pass by those that listen along, wherever they may be. Ah, Lord, where two or three are gathered together in my name, thou art in the midst of them. Thou hast proved it unto us in the years past so many times. But, Lord, now in this evening, once again, we ask for that blessing, that young and old, great and small, those nearby and those further away, may all receive that indispensable blessing. For we have gathered, O Lord, to commemorate thy great deeds of old. It has pleased thee in the great darkness of centuries ago to begin to shine a light in the heart of a sinner. Thou didst convert him, and thou didst make him an instrument that he could be used by thee to begin that mighty work of the Reformation. Lord, in a sense, we are the church of the Reformation. We are the sons and daughters of that Reformation. But oh, if we consider around us, if we examine how it is in the church here and in many places, and especially if we may be given to search our own heart, oh, then there is reason to be ashamed. A reason to put our hand upon our mouth. A reason to say, Lord, how far have we departed? Where is the grace of the olden days that thou didst manifest so wondrously 5 centuries ago, that thou wert pleased to work such mighty wonders, converting many sinners, drawing them from that darkness and bringing them to thy marvelous light? Ah, Lord, give us then an acknowledging heart. But may there also be granted a jealous heart, a heart with a longing that thou wilt again to come and revive thy Zion as of yore, that it may please thee, Lord, to care for us. And in this evening not only, but in the time that is yet allotted unto us on this earth, to seek thee days without number. For the times are dark, and the darkening sky is upon us, and yet, Lord, thou art still continuing. For there are still sinners that lie under that seal of election. To that end, Lord, bless the preaching. Wilt thou bless the reading of thy word also? Wilt thou come yet in the hearts of many sinners? Prick them, Lord. Give new hearts and take away stony hearts. Give the heart of flesh a new spirit, new desires, new eyes and new ears. Oh, Lord, that it may please thee to work also in this evening, revive thy Zion. For also God's children, must often complain that they are not as they ought to be. Then it is so far away from the place of humility, so far away from the place of being close in communion with Thee. Lord, who is not guilty? If we put our hand in our bosom, it shall surely come out leprous, but Thou art the same. And if we may now consider what Thou hast done in the past, Thou art not a God that cannot do it anymore. Thy hand is not shortened, and Thou still hast power and grace in abundance. Come then, Lord, and show us yet tokens of Thy favor. And wilt Thou yet work that conversion, that true reformation in the heart of the very young, in the heart of those that are growing up in an evil world, in the hearts of those that are so occupied caring for the family, in the hearts of those that are already older and even coming close to the grave. Thou knowest all the needs and Thou knowest all the wants. Lord, wilt Thou then provide for us in all these circumstances? Remember that young family that was gladdened with the birth of a child. Lord, Thou hast made it well. Give thankful hearts, a prayerful spirit, and a begging if Thou wilt cause that child to be born again. Lord, then there shall be much work upon the knees, and in simplicity a seeking to instruct, also in due time. Lord, wilt Thou give that in all the families, give that upon the school, and wilt Thou strengthen therein, and wilt Thou supply. Lord, also a wife of one who is in the home that is cared for, who had an operation on her hip, and Lord, Thou madest it well thus far. Wilt Thou strengthen? Wilt Thou give courage? Wilt Thou give healing? Wilt Thou give also thankful heart there? Look upon us, Lord, in compassion. Be with widows and widowers. Be with those that are lonely, that are handicapped, that have other burdens to bear. Lord, Thou hast said it Thyself, the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the expectation of the poor perish forever. Our Lord, wilt Thou then yet arise and have mercy upon us, as the poet prayed? Have mercy upon us, Lord, for Thou alone canst grant that mercy undeserved and yet so needed. Be then with us, Lord, in all the turmoil of this world, that we may receive a quiet evening in Thy favor, that our children and young people would not be drawn away by all the foolishness and sin that abounds around us, but that they may have heard on school, that they may hear from father and mother, that they may hear also from the pulpit, that Thou hast done wonders in the past, and Thou art a God that does still wonders in the present, and shall do wonders still in the future. Lord, wilt Thou then, in this evening, give us quietness, a rest, but the upholding grace, that fresh oil, and may there be Aaron's and may there be hers. Gladden us, Lord, with Thy doings. We have not deserved it, but wilt Thou do it for Thy name's sake, and that it shall become true also today. Not by might and not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, come then, Lord, with Thy spirit, and lighten the dark hearts, and give wisdom unto the foolish. Look upon us in compassion. We ask it for Jesus' sake alone. Amen.